Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
So this is number two in a sermon series for the summer, primarily related to Paul's letter to the Philippians. This letter that exudes this deep sense of joy in the Christian life. It's part of our Sunday school studies as well, called A Life Worth Living. This morning, the topic is a new purpose. The purpose happens to be that Paul, in prison, is writing this letter to his friends at the church in this Mesopotamian town of Philippi. He is reminding them that even though he is confined and in prison, even that will not destroy his joy in his Lord Christ Jesus. For to live is joy, to live in Christ is my joy. Whether I'm free and with you or whether I'm in prison, it does not matter, because I am in Christ. My life is fulfilled. There is this beautiful psalm, this line from 16:11 in the Psalms, when the psalmist says, "You show me, O Lord, the path of life, and in your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures evermore." The other thing we're working on through this summer is to try to understand together what it means to live a life in Christian joy. If we are to call ourselves the most joyful place on earth, what does that mean? That's my question. That's what I'm asking us. How do we understand and interpret and live out Christian joy in whatever circumstances life might throw at us? In the highs and lows of life, still this sense of joy. Paul says it in the scriptures for today. He says, "Whether I'm with you or whether I'm not, my prayers continue to be with you, and I pray constantly for you. You will remain in my prayers for your progress and joy in faith. So that there's a time when I come to you, we will share together abundantly in boasting in Christ Jesus for what he has done in our lives." Key words for the day: progress and joy. Progress. Another word that's translated for this is advancement, the sharing, the expansion. How we are to continue to grow in our faith all of our lives. God is not done with us yet. We are still growing and maturing in our faith. We are progressing, each one of us, in our life with God. And as we progress, the joy becomes more real and manifested in our life. That's what I want to talk about today: progress and joy. Now, where I want to take us is to this man. Many of you may recognize him. This is C.S. Lewis, one of the most prolific Christian writers of the 20th century, an Oxford scholar, an essayist, a medievalist. Yes, he's an academic. He's a scholar. But he was one of the most profound Christian writers of the 20th century. But that's not all he wrote. He wrote science fiction novels, and he wrote the famous Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. He was a man who loved to live in imagination. That was who he was. That was a part of his life. He did not apologize for the imagination in his heart. Later in life, he wrote a little autobiography that he called Surprised by Joy, The Shape of My Early Life. And in this book, he talks about his progressive moving towards Christianity. Because he grew up in a kind of a peripheral Christian family, not very church-going. And there was a long period of time in his life when he was a devout, if that's the correct word, atheist. And yet there were things working in his life that gradually, slowly progressed him in his understanding of who he was and what the world is about. And he gradually moved from atheist to theist, from theist to Christian. And as he reflected on his life about this progression, what he understood and realized that there was something going on in his life, all of his life, and he finally recognized what it was. He would have moments. He remembered when he was 5 years old. He loved reading Beatrix Potter, you know, Peter Rabbit. One little book called Squirrel Nutkin. He recalls this with great imagination and fantasy. He recalls and remembers. He was reading this particular line in this particular book. One autumn, when the nuts were ripe and the leaves on the hazel bushes were golden and green, Nutkin and Twinkleberry and all of the other little squirrels came out of the wood and down to the edge of the lake. Now, those of us looking at this probably did not get a transcendent moment. But a five-year-old C.S. Lewis did. Something happened to him in that moment while reading that phrase. You may wonder, what in the world could it have been? And you probably won't guess. It was the word autumn. Something about autumn. Maybe it was a memory. Maybe it was just a touch of nostalgia. Maybe it was the sense of the Christmas in the air. Maybe it was the colors of the orange and the greens. Whatever it was, autumnness came over him. And in that moment of autumnness, he had this transcendent moment of what he called joy. And for the rest of his life, he pondered, what is the nature of this joy? He would say that all joy emphasizes our pilgrim status. Pilgrim status meaning that we are just resident aliens on this world because our ultimate destination is not here. It's somewhere else. And there is a part of each and every one of us that longs for that somewhere else. He would call it heaven. But all joy emphasizes this pilgrim status within each of us. There is something within the heart that is empty that longs for completion. And so each moment of joy in our life is a reminder. It beckons, it awakens in us this realization of our completeness and yet this longing to know that someday it will be fulfilled. And he said, our best havings are wantings. What that means by that is you cannot possess joy. It's not something you can grab and keep and have. It's those little things in our life, those moments and glimpses in our life when it's a wow moment that just touches the heart. And in that moment, it's a glimmer of heaven. Now, I would challenge you to go back in your memory. Go back as far as you want to go. And see if you remember those little touch moments in your life when you were just like, wow. I tried to remember some. You know, one that came to me, I remember 5 years old, just it happens to be in, this was in church and it was in Sunday school class and it was, you know, you color. Kids love to color. I love to color. And in those days, you had these big boxes filled with just all kinds of colors. They're broken crayons, you know, big old boxes of just hundreds of broken crayons. And you'd mill around in the box to find out, get your color so you could color. Well, in those days, they didn't have 6,420 and all those kinds of, they just had, you know, 8. But the one they never had in the box was red. For some reason, there was no red. And I remember this day, I want a red crayon. And all the kids stopped what they were doing. And they all started searching in the box to find me a red crayon. Red, where's red? Big ones are red. They found it. The red crayon. Now, of course, that didn't give you a transcendent moment, did it? But a 5-year-old finding a red crayon? Heaven. They say joy is the serious business of heaven. Remember Luke 15? There is one lost sheep, and the shepherd goes and searches for that one lost sheep, and when he finds it, he is thrilled with joy. And Jesus says, heaven just breaks out in the fullness of joy when one lost soul is found. Or when the woman loses one of her 10 coins and she sweeps and searches the entire house until she finds the one coin and she leaps for joy. All of heaven rejoices when the lost is found. Joy is the serious business of heaven. I'm going to share with you now a quote that I've always cherished. It's from Rachel Carson. I don't know if you're familiar with that name. Rachel Carson wrote a book in the early 1960s called The Silent Spring. It is now why we have the Environmental Protection Agency. This was a book that lifted up the potential harm of pesticides and biopesticides. And out of this particular book, it changed the culture and the world. She was a marine biologist. But she also wrote another little book, a special little book. She had spent the summer with her nephew, Roger, and the two of them would go out on the Maine coastline and pick up seashells and do wonderful things. And she would teach little Roger about nature, and he would teach her about the sense of wonder. And she later wrote, "A child's world is fresh and new and beautiful, full of wonder and excitement. It is our misfortune that for most of us, that clear-eyed vision, the true instinct that for what is beautiful and awe-inspiring, is dimmed and even lost before we reach adulthood. If I had the influence with the good fairy, who is supposed to preside over the christening of all children, I should ask that her gift to each child in the world would be a sense of wonder, so indestructible that it would last throughout life, as an unfailing antidote against the boredom and disenchantment of later years, the alienation from the sources of our strength." I think what she's saying and what C.S. Lewis was saying is that joy moments come throughout life. We probably are more sensitive to them when we are younger, but of course we don't know what they are. And the idea is for us now, whatever age you may be, is to acknowledge the moments of joy in your life when they come and to realize a joy moment is a glimpse of heaven. She also says this, "If a child is to keep alive his inborn sense of wonder, he needs the companionship of at least one adult who can share it, rediscovering with him the joy and the excitement and the mystery of the world we live in." The Bible says it this way. Actually, Jesus says it this way. "Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." So we begin Vacation Bible Camp this week. My prayer is that joy will abound in this place and that everyone who participates will experience glimpses of joy and thereby glimpses of heaven. It's also my prayer that if we're going to call ourselves Stonebridge United Methodist Church the most joyful place on earth, that from time to time, every one of us, whenever it may be, and it could be unexpected, unplanned, in the spark of a moment, you get a glimpse of heaven and a touch of joy. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.